The Allentown Cadets are one of the most prestigious and long-standing drum and bugle corps in the United States. We're listening to their performance from Saturday night in Allentown, the first home show of the season. But there were a lot of doubts about whether the group of 154 young people between the ages of 16 and 22 would even have a season this year. George Hopkins led the cadets for 34 years. He resigned in the spring after women accused him of sexual harassment and assault. He denies all allegations. Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Tricia Nadolny broke the story and has been reporting on the fallout ever since. WHYY's Nina Feldman went with Tricia to Saturday night's performance to see how this tight-knit community is trying to reconcile its past with a new leader and embrace the women who came forward.
We woke up and we had something to eat, you know, and we just felt so sick to our stomach. And we had empanadas. And we're just like, God, that's making us sick. And, you know, it's just like, no, that's not making us sick. It's the agita. It's the agita. Yeah. You know, this is our
angst.
So we just heard from twins Linda and Leanne Riley, two former cadets who spoke out against George Hopkins. And here with me in the studio is Tricia Nadolny from the Philadelphia Inquirer. Hi, Tricia.
Hi, Nina.
Can you tell us a little bit more about the twins?
Sure. The twins started twirling batons when they were 6 or 7 years old. They've always done this. They were 17 when they auditioned and finally made the cut. And it was during that first summer, actually, that Leanne says that George Hopkins, who was then the cadet's assistant director, took her to a hotel, basically, and had sex with her without her consent. It was actually 2 years later then when Linda says that George approached her in a practice room. And she didn't say no, but she also didn't say yes. She didn't really know that she could say no at that time. So Linda and Leanne are two of the now 11 women who have come forward with allegations against George Hopkins.
So why were they so nervous?
For decades, they had been terrified of coming forward if they told their stories. And that anxiety, I think, doesn't go away overnight. We met them actually at a picnic for alumni in Allentown before the show. It was at a park near the stadium. And they said that they circled that park a couple of times before they decided to get out of the car and go say hello to everyone.
Can I get my hat and my glasses? Can I get my
you
hat?
You can't hide yourself. We're the twins.
Leanne, go in one entrance. I'll go in the
right
other.
I love you.
This article, when it came out, sowed a ton of chaos for the organization. George resigned, but also the 10-member board of directors within a couple of days of the article coming out. And George is obviously just one guy, but he had his hands in every part of this organization. So his departure just created a huge void.
When we were there on Saturday night, I was really struck by the scale of this organization. I had no idea it was so large. So I was hoping that for people who might not have ever even heard of Drum Corps, you could kind of describe this world.
Each corps has 154 members, and those members come from all over the country and sometimes even internationally to be a part of the best corps. They have an 8-week tour where they're competing against other corps, and it culminates with a national championship. So think members, staff, volunteers, their props for their shows, their uniforms. It really is massive.
It's like a movie set back here.
You know, I guess that's the food truck. So they do all the cooking on that thing, which is like crazy to think about.
Right, and it's not like a food truck, it's like
a semi-truck.
So the cadets have actually been doing this for longer than just about any other corps. They were founded in 1934 and they've won 10 national championships. They were in Barack Obama's second inaugural parade. And George, as the face of the cadets, was really a fixture in this activity for 4 decades.
And who did they get to replace him?
So they've named Scott Litzenberg as the new director. And interestingly, he is a former cadet himself, and he actually marched with 3 of Hopkins' accusers, including the twins.
In a lot of ways, that's our family. I mean, once you're part of this group, you are always a part of it. And to see people in our family that are affected that way has been very difficult.
Scott is really doing his best to shield the cadets from the chaos that's going on in the organization right now.
They're very highly motivated to be one of the best corps this corps has ever had, because they know it's on their shoulders to keep that going right now. And that's a lot for kids.
It seems to me that one of the biggest reasons that this scandal touched this community so deeply is that the whole appeal of drum corps is this importance that's placed on ritual and tradition. They have this beautiful a cappella hymn that they sing before every performance.
My holy name.
And all the alumni stay in touch over the years. They volunteer. Their kids do drum corps. So how did it seem like people were dealing with this scandal becoming a part of that history?
Yeah, it was really devastating for people. People wondered, how did I miss this? How was I not here to support them? But on Saturday, you know, again and again, I heard from people that they felt like George Hopkins' departure really felt like a weight being lifted off of the cadets, like a chance for the cadets to get better and forge a new identity without him at the forefront. You know, he really led with a tight fist. He was front and center in everything and had control over every aspect of this organization. And many alumni really said that he made them feel unwelcome. He made them feel unwelcome within a community that they considered their own family.
For holy name shall always be.
I would imagine that the people who have the most heightened sense of what it means to be a cadet with and now without George Hopkins are the current Corps members.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I talked with the current drum major, Claire Albrecht, who's now in her third year marching and who was pretty close with George Hopkins, about how she's handling this change.
I will say that George taught us a lot, and something that, you know, we've been told is, like, it's okay to still believe in some of those things. And you know, the biggest thing that we've said is that, you know, this drum corps is not and never was just one person.
It seems like what Claire is dealing with here is something a lot of people are grappling with in the Me Too era. How or whether to separate the good work that someone has done from really inexcusable actions.
Yeah, I think that's right. Both current and former cadets seem to be trying to reconcile their drum corps experiences under George, which for many were really positive, life-changing experiences, with what these allegations against him are now telling them about George. And that's not an easy thing to do.
Performing their 2018 program, the Unity Project, Drum Corps International is proud to present the cadets.
Okay, so back to the show. What was Saturday night like for the twins?
As they took in the show, they were laughing, they were crying, they were cheering and hugging each other. You know, it was fun because each time the color guard would throw their flags into the air, the sisters would hold their breath and wait for that clean catch.
Sweet, look at that. Seriously?
And then exhale as if they were out there trying to catch those flags themselves. They were really tightly wound in the beginning, and you kind of saw that melt off them as they got more into the day and more people came up and hugged them and told them thank you and told them that they were proud of them.
I did not expect so much love and support. I did not. I was so afraid that there would be naysayers, and that wasn't the case. Not the case at all.
They told me that it felt like coming home.
Trisha, thank you so much for coming in. And thank you also for all your incredible reporting and bringing this issue to light.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
Philadelphia Inquirer reporter Trisha Nadolny speaking with WHYY's Nina Feldman. For more on the cadets, visit WHYY.org.